time to see what's coming up with an eyewitness report. We have Dave Sitton with Wildlife Images in today. Dave, welcome.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you as well. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How about you?
It's been a busy day. I will definitely say that. But it's been, you know, it's looking to be brightening up out there a smidge. So there's hope on the horizon.
I'm glad we got some rain. We needed it desperately.
Indeed. And, you know, not just hope on the horizon, but a lot of fun coming up at Wildlife Images, it sounds like.
There is. In fact, just a little bit more than a week away from our big gala, which is our biggest fundraiser, biggest event that Wildlife Images puts on all year long.
That's right. That's at the 11th?
That's the 11th on Saturday.
Saturday. What can folks expect? Well, so it's the Saving Wildlife Gala and Auction.
Absolutely. And we have some amazing auction items this year, too. Everything from trips to, like, Africa, Bali, Italy. We have a package from the Irwin family, the Otarian Robert and Bindi Irwin.
I love them.
Sent a package. They sent books that they signed personally for the, you know, whoever wants to buy them at our auction.
Oh my word.
And it's really nice. They sent a package immediately. We also have a Disney package, which includes park hopper tickets and some sort of really neat things from Disney. And
And
a lot of that ties into, you know, how Wildlife Images began, because we began as a place that was funded by a red-tailed hawk that turned out to be a celebrity. She was a little orphaned red-tailed hawk, and back in the 70s, Buick was going to be introducing a new car called the Skyhawk. And somehow they connected with my father and said, hey, do you have any bird that you could use for a commercial for these cars? He had a bird named Happy, which was the biggest misnomer ever, because she was anything but happy. She was the nastiest red-tailed hawk we'd ever had.
Dear.
But she flew like crazy, and she was beautiful for the Buick commercials. And it was supposed to be a one-shot thing just to introduce the Skyhawk.
Yeah.
Buick fell in love with the commercials, and they kept it going for 12 years. So Happy flew for 12 years for Buick, and that gave my father the seed money to start Wildlife Images.
What a start.
Yeah, it was a really, really amazing start. Nobody saw it coming, but my dad was kind of doing wildlife rehabilitation out of his back pocket up until then. You know, and it was becoming more expensive, harder to maintain. We started off with, you know, a nest of scrub jays and a couple of raccoons or this or that. By the time the Buick came aboard, they were dealing with a lot more wildlife, and it was getting a lot more expensive. So it was really, the timing couldn't have been better to get the Buick commercials going.
Definitely.
And some of the films, because we ended up doing films for, like, John Denver specials. We did Mountain Family Robinson movies. We did The Forest Warrior with Chuck Norris. We've done tons of movies and films, and so the theme of our event this year is lights, camera, conservation, and we're going to talk a lot about our movies and film work that we've done over the years. We've probably been involved in 70 or 80 major productions over the years.
My lands.
Yeah.
So this will be such a cool opportunity to not hear not just your guys' story, but how you've been able to, you know, your story has kind of continued through cinema in a way.
It has.
Absolutely. Representation. And because, I mean, conservation is such an important thing. And the fact that your dad's been doing this even when money was tight, that just shows the dedication.
Yeah, yeah, and he did it all out of his, you know, just for the love of it. And I think a lot of it had to do with he grew up in a place and a time where he could go in the backyard and catch lizards. He could ride his bicycle 5 miles and see a condor in the wild.
Oh.
He could, you know, see a hawk down in the valley right near him. And so when he moved to Oregon back in the 70s, I didn't understand what he was doing, but now I realize he was recapturing his boyhood because where he grew up is now called Burbank, and there's none of the wildlife available. And he wanted to come to an area where he could make a difference and maybe preserve the wilds for kids that were like him, that had that innate curiosity and that that fascination with the wilds, and preserve it.
Right, that kind of that Irwin spirit, even a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. We often visit when we stayed with the Irwins for a couple of weeks in Australia and spend a lot of time with him. And Steve's childhood and mine were very parallel. I mean, we both had fathers passionate about wildlife. We grew up in that sort of realm. So
yeah.
It was really
kindred spirits.
Very, very much.
I love that. Well, so folks can get excited for this gala and auction. They can get tickets now. Is that right?
They can. They can go online and get tickets for Wildlife Images. But we've got, you know, again, wonderful auction items. There's a San Miguel de Oriente is a house in Mexico that they can get for a week, which is amazing. It's a Condé Nast historical site, the little town of San Miguel de Allende. We've got all kinds of opportunities. And, of course, it's going to be mixed with wildlife. There's going to be visits from some of our wild creatures there. James Daw, who's doing our food, is going to be amazing. The food will be terrific. It won't be rubber chicken like you'd normally see at a regular event. It'll be something really special. Yeah. Morrison's Lodge, we've got a 3-day raft trip with Morrison's Lodge to be auctioned off too. And so we've had some amazing sponsors and it's going to be a beautiful night.
It will be. And yeah, you get capture some of that. Well, not just the Irwin, but the Sitton spirit as well.
Absolutely.
And keep that conservation going. That is so incredible. We do have to get going here shortly, but I know we have some other things coming up. Is that right? We'll mention those real quick.
Yeah, it's baby season. So when you're in the wilds, you see baby animals, be very careful. Don't just pick them up and take them home and think you can raise them as a pet. Almost every case, it's illegal.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to keep, be a good parent like the real parent would be. So,
right.
Especially fawns. Fawns this time of year are dropped and the mother will go out and forage for hours at a time, leaving the fawns alone. So if you see them, don't pick them up because right now, in the wild, they have no normal scent. So a predator can't find them by sniffing around.
Oh, really?
If you touch the fawn, now they've got a scent and they've got a marker and predators can hone in on the little guy. So,
keep your distance.
Yeah, keep your distance from the wild. If you find baby birds that fell out of a nest, just try to put them back up in the nest. Oh. That's the best thing to do.
Okay.
And then keep your cats inside this time of year because cats are the biggest predator on small wildlife there is.
Definitely. And also keep in mind that, yes, with this gala coming up, we will be giving away some tickets here on KJO. So be excited
Absolutely.
For that. But where can they get those tickets, by the way?
Go to the Wildlife Images website, wildlifeimages.org. And right there, you can get tickets. You can register your kids for Camp Eek, which is another amazing thing. That's a summertime camp for kids.
That will be fun.
Yeah. So it's 10 weeks and a new theme every single week. So, and it sells out. So
brilliant.
Registration just opened up. So if people want to get their kids registered, now's the time to do it.
Yes. Hop on board as soon as you can. Dave, thank you so much. Anything else before I let you go?
No, that pretty much sums it up for right now.
All right. It's been a pleasure, Dave. You have a good one.
Thank you very much. We're